Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live session view lesson on transient automation for breakbeats, built for drum and bass. The goal is simple: make a break hit harder, roll cleaner, and evolve over time, without sanding off the jungle grit that makes it feel alive. And we're doing it session view first, on purpose, because clip envelopes let you automate behavior per clip, per variation, without committing to arrangement yet. You end up with something you can actually perform, scenes you can trigger like a DJ, and transients that tell a story over 8, 16, even 32 bars. Alright, open a fresh live set. Step 0. Prep the session so it's DNB ready. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm going to sit at 174. In session view, create two audio tracks. Audio track 1, name it Break. Audio track 2, name it Break Resample. Set monitor to off, because we only want it to record, not to echo audio back into the mix. Now make two return tracks. Return A, call it Short Room. Put a reverb on it. Keep it tight. This is for tiny bursts that add body and space without washing the break. Return B, call it Parallel Smash. This is our aggression bus. Quick mindset before we touch a single device. Transients are just more punch. Transients are different hit types. Kick weight lives down around 60 to 120 Hz. Snare crack lives more around 2 to 5k. Hat spikes and harshness show up fast around 7 to 12k. Most good automation favors one zone per phrase. Otherwise, you're just turning everything up and calling it energy. Step 1. Choose and warp the break correctly, because transients start here. Drag in a classic break. Amen. Think Hot Pants or any gritty funk loop that already has attitude. Click the clip so the clip view opens. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Transient loop mode to forward. And set the envelope somewhere around 25 to 45 as a starting point. Now decide your loop length. 1 bar or 2 bars is perfect for DNB. 2 bars gives you more phrasing to play with, but 1 bar can be great if you're doing tight rollers. Advanced note, if it feels flammy against the grid, don't panic and don't start planting warp markers everywhere. Overwarping smears the attacks and kills swing. Do the minimum. Put a marker on the downbeat. Nudge the loop length. Correct only obvious drift. Let the drummer be a drummer. Step 2. Build a transient focus device chain using mostly stock devices. On the break track, at EQ 8 first, put a high pass filter at around 30 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. That's just cleanup. Keep sub rumble out of your gain reduction. Optionally, dip a little mud around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Don't overdo it, breaks need some chest. Next, add drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15% depending on the break. Crunch, be careful, maybe 0 to 10. Now the key knob. Transients. Start around plus 10. Boom. Usually off for breaks, unless you really want extra thud and you know what it's doing to your low end. Next, add saturator. Mode. Analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the snap can pass. Release. Auto, or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're gluing, not crushing. Then add utility at the end. Set width around 80 to 100%. In DNB, breaks often need to stay fairly stable in mono, especially if your bass is doing big stereo things. And use utility gain for headroom. Now, extra coach move that will save you from lying to yourself. Level matching. When you increase transients or preserve envelope, the break usually gets louder, and louder almost always sounds better. So we're going to calibrate, map a macro later to output trim, and actually match loudness while you tweak. If you can make it feel harder at the same perceived level, that's real improvement. Step 3. Make macro style control so automation is fast. Select the devices on the break track and group them into an auto no effect rack. Now map these macros. Macro 1. Transient punch. Map it to drum bus transients. Set the range from about minus 5 to plus 25. Macro 2. Saturation bite. Map to saturator drive. Range 0 to 8 dB. Macro 3. Glue. Map to glue threshold, but keep the range small. Tiny moves. Macro 4. Hat tame. In EQ 8, make a high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz and map the shelf gain. Range from 0 down to minus 6 dB. Macro 5. Room send. Map to the track send to return A. Range maybe 0 to 20%. Macro 6. Smash send. Map to the track send to return B. Range maybe 0 to 30%. and add this right now, macro 8, output trim, map it to the final utility gain, give it something like minus 12 to plus 6 dB, this macro is your honesty knob, use it constantly. Step 4, this is the main skill, session view automation using clip envelopes, duplicate your break clip so you have 4 variations on the same track, same audio, different automation. That's the whole philosophy. Clip 1 is your bass roll. Keep it mostly neutral. Clip 2 is more punch. Clip 3 is a fill or switch up. Clip 4 is your dark drop version. Go to clip 2. Open clip view and find the envelope section. Choose mixer or device. Then your rack. Then macro 1. Transient punch. Now draw an envelope that moves like a phrase, not like a static setting. For example, on bars 1 to 2, sit around plus 8. On bars 3 to 4, ramp up towards plus 18 into the phrase end. And here's the pro part. Tiny dips where ghost notes get too busy. You're not destroying the groove. You're spotlighting the accents by controlling the clutter. Think in 4, 8, 16 bar arcs. In DNB, transients are your announcer. They tell the listener something's about to happen. If your envelope drawing feels steppy, turn off grid snapping in the envelope lane. Draw smoother ramps for energy swells. Save sharp steps for intentional stutters. Step 5. Micro transient shaping using Beats Warp Preserve Envelope Automation. This one's a sleeper move, because it happens before your device chain, so everything downstream reacts differently. It feels more like you changed the drummer, not just the mix. Stay in Beats Warp mode. Now in Envelopes, find the clip control for Warp, and automate Preserve Envelope. You can do something like, during the verse or roll, set it around 35. In a pre-drop build, ramp up to 55 or even 65, so the attacks sharpen. On the first bar of the drop, spike it to 70, then settle it back to 45 so you don't fatigue the listener. That little first bar only spike is massive. Drop impact without fatigue. You get the slap on bar 1. Then you relax slightly so the rest of the drop stays powerful. Quick teaching point. Pre-chain versus post-chain automation. Warp Preserve Envelope is pre-chain. It's about feel. Stick definition. How the loop behaves. Rack macros are post-chain. That's attitude. Mixed translation, and controlled violence. Use both, but for different jobs. Step 6. Build your parallel transient aggression on return B. On parallel smash, add glue compressor. Ratio 10 to 1. Attack 0.3 milliseconds. Release 0.1 seconds. Lower the threshold until it's doing heavy gain reduction, like 10 to 20 dB. Yes, that much. Then add saturator after it. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass at 120 to 180 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you care about clean low-end headroom. If it gets fizzy, pull a bit of high shelf down. Now the important workflow. Don't just set the smash send once. Automate it per clip. In your bass clip, maybe 5 to 10%. In your fill clip, push 20 to 30% for hype. In your drop clip, often keep it controlled, like 10 to 15. So it doesn't wash out your main loop. Parallel gives you edge without flattening the main break. The main break keeps its dynamics. The return adds attitude. Step 7. Make it musical using scenes. Create scenes that represent roles, not just more. Scene 1. Roll clean. Launch clip 1. Scene 2. Roll plus punch. Launch clip 2. Scene 3. Fill or switch. Maybe this is where you automate hat tame down, and smash send up for a couple beats. Scene 4. Dark drop, more saturation bite, reduce top, controlled smash. Here's a fun advanced concept, call and response across scenes. Instead of always escalating, alternate focuses. One scene is snare forward, more punch, less smash. Next scene is hat forward, less punch, maybe more room send for excitement. Next scene is mid forward, more saturation bite, reduced highs. That's movement without just turning everything up. Optional, but powerful. Follow actions. If you want hands-free evolution, put your variants in a row and set follow actions so they move on their own. Like 4 bars to next, a 2-bar fill, 8 bars back. Now your transient automation becomes a semi-generative break drummer while you focus on bass and arrangement. Step 8. Resample and commit like a pro. Set the input of break resample to resampling. Arm it. Now trigger scenes and record 32 to 64 bars of performance. Do a couple takes, different scene trigger timing. Then pick the best chunks and comp them together like you're editing a vocalist. You'll get human feeling transitions without drawing a million envelopes. Before you finish, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp. Too many warp markers smear the transient and kill swing. Don't crank drum bus transients until it gets clicky and thin, especially on hats. Don't run your parallel smash full range, high pass it or your low end will collapse. Don't automate everything at once. Pick one or two transient stories per clip, snare crack or hat control, or density management. And don't skip gain staging. Use output trim to level match while you decide. One more coaching tip. Always A and B your transient density against the bass, not in solo. If the bass line is busy, reduce micro spikes, especially hats and ghosts, so the mix has room. If the bass is simple, you can afford more break teeth. Now a quick practice you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Pick one two bar break and create three session clips. Neutral, punchy, and dark plus heavy. On punchy, automate transient punch from about plus 8 up to plus 20 over 4 bars, and push smash send from 10 to 20% on the last two beats. On dark plus heavy, automate hat tame down 3 to 6 dB during the busiest hats, and add 2 to 4 dB of saturation bite on the first bar of the drop. Resample a 32 bar performance switching neutral to punchy, to dark to punchy. Then listen back at matched loudness and answer, which clip is best for the drop. Where does it get harsh, and where does it lose groove? Recap to lock it in. You built session view break system where transients evolve per clip. You used clip envelopes on rack macros for phrase level energy. You used warp preserve envelope automation for pre-chain transient behavior that feels real. You added parallel smash for controlled aggression, then resampled to commit and move fast. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, roller, tech step, jungle, neuro-ish, and what break you're using, you can plan your macro ranges and envelope curves like a proper 64-bar energy script, and your breaks will stop sounding like a loop and start sounding like a performer.